Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting ways to supercharge your Claude Code experience, especially with this hot new model, Kimi K2 by Moonshot AI.
Kimi K2, I've heard whispers. Fill me in. What's the big deal?
Think Claude 4 power, potentially even better, but at a fraction of the cost. We're talking up to 90% cheaper. Plus, with the right setup, it's lightning fast. It's a game changer.
Okay, color me intrigued. But how do we actually use this Kimi K2 with Claude Code?
Easy peasy, two lines of code. Set environment variables Anthropic base URL to Moonshot's URL and Anthropic auth token to your Kimi API key. Then run Claude Code as usual. Boom.
Environment variables every time? Sounds tedious.
I agree. That's why a custom function in your .bashrc or .zshrc file is your best friend. Define a function, set those variables inside it, and then just call the function. One command, done.
Smart, but what about those times when everyone's piling onto the Moonshot API? Any alternatives?
Absolutely. Claude Code Router. This project routes requests to different models. You could target Kimi, DeepSeek, even local LLMs like Ollama, all through Claude Code.
So many choices. How do we pick the right one?
Open Router is the key. It's a unified way to access tons of LLMs, including Kimi K2, from various providers with potentially lower latency. Imagine 400 plus models at your fingertips. It's like a candy store for AI enthusiasts.
Okay, I'm sold. Walk me through the setup with Claude Code Router and Open Router.
Install the router. Configure the config.json file with your provider's API keys and models. Specify the Open Router transformer, crucial for adapting requests, and you're good to go. The Open Router transformer is key to making things work smoothly, as it takes care of any format discrepancies between different providers. It also handles tricky situations like removing the cache control parameter that can cause API errors.
Got it. And Grok, you mentioned it was super fast. How does that fit into the picture?
Grok is a speed demon, similar to OpenRouter, but with optimized inference, making it significantly faster, especially for models like Kimi K2. Add Grok as a provider in your config.json, use the appropriate transformer, and watch your code fly.
But hold on a second. You breezed past the Claude Code Router's occasional hiccups, needing a continue prompt.
Right. That's a known quirk, a bit annoying, but easily solved with a quick continue nudge. The developers are on it. Plus, you can also use Claude Code Router to assign different models to different tasks for even greater optimization. But that's a topic for another day, perhaps.
This is incredible. So many options for optimizing Claude Code. It's like unlocking a whole new level of productivity.
Exactly. Whether you prioritize cost, speed, or access to a wide range of models, there's a solution for everyone. Experiment, find what works best for your workflow, and unlock the true potential of Claude Code. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.